Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
A proud casserole-making, scrapbooking former Mormon. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am John R. Bray.
And I am Heather B. Armstrong.
And this is not the first time that we've said something along the lines of, it's been a while. But it's been a long while.
It's been a little bit longer than normal. A little titch bit.
It has. Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, even longer than we thought. We just looked it up and it's been almost exactly 12 months.
Almost exactly.
Almost. And it's been almost exactly 12 months since, you know, the global pandemic set in.
Oh, interesting fact. Today's the third.
The third, yes.
So we left London, where I'm pretty sure, considering how much I've been exposed to COVID, I'm pretty sure I had it in London, which is great for everybody on that plane for coming back with me, where I saw A Winged Victory for the Sullen twice, and it changed my life completely, and that's all I listen to at night, if I can sleep. We came back on the second, which means that we got back on the third, and we're today recording on the 3rd of March. So to the day was when I got back from London and had COVID, March 3rd.
Well, look at that. Mm-hmm. It's full circle in a weird way. I had tickets for A Winged Victory for the Sullen.
And it got canceled.
And that did not happen.
I know.
Unfortunately. I believe it got delayed and then delayed and then delayed and then finally everybody gave up.
We bought tickets for the entire family to go to San Francisco to see them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it got canceled. Of course it got canceled. Everything got canceled.
Everything. It was either canceled or moved to Zoom. Cancel culture. Which, you know, is in part why we've been quiet for a year. Not the lack of concerts, but just pandemic life. I mean, for everybody that's listening to this, at least a few areas of their life were turned upside down, if not all of them. And I think anybody who has children, especially small children, that's an understatement, because in addition to juggling work, there's remote schooling, which has continued in most places, and everything was just, I mean, it felt like the floor fell out kind of across the board for everyone. And for me personally, starting in, I guess it was probably March, April, like, work vanished. I had absolutely zero work for 6 months. And the only thing kind of keeping me going was communicating with clients who kept saying, we love you and we want to work with you, but we don't have any work. We have nothing. It's not you. It's the pandemic, which is sort of this refrain that we've all gotten used to over the last year.
It's a pandemic.
Right.
It's COVID.
I mean, that's all anything is. But for me, kind of what happened is every day began to feel so much the same that I desperately wanted to see people and talk to people and connect with people. But at the same time, I didn't, because there was nothing to share. Like, there was nothing new that happened. There was nothing eventful. Every day felt the same. And talking about it made it feel even more the same.
Yeah, I didn't want to talk about being stuck in the house all day with four kids.
Right.
I didn't want to talk about it anymore. I got so tired of talking about it.
Yeah, and it was, you know, how are you? What are you up to? I'm like, the same damn thing I was up to last time you asked me, because that is the only option. But, I mean, it got to the point where even you and I didn't speak for probably 4 months.
Yeah, at least 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it was probably closer to six. I think we texted like once or twice somewhere in there, but nothing of substance. And we were both kind of in that same place. Like, really want to talk to them, but also don't know what to say.
I really want to talk to you, but I've got a very sharp X-Acto knife in my hand, and I'm staring at a wall, and I'm stabbing it over and over and over again, only because if I don't, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. It wasn't anger. I'm not exactly, I can't find the right word. The frustration and just pushing it down to try to keep myself sane. I didn't really have an X-Acto knife, maybe.
I mean, you did, because, and we don't really have to get into detail on this, but you've basically started scrapbooking.
So. I did everything. I gardened, I cooked, I scrapbooked, I collaged, I discovered a collage. Collage is my my beat, my jam, whatever the kids like. I'm really into acrylic painting now and into drawing. What the fuck am I doing? But I was trying to find myself because I, like you, the bottom completely fell out of the ad market for websites. And sponsored content for me has always been so painful that I was not engaging in it. And nobody really was doing sponsored content because they cut that out of their budget immediately. And so the bottom fell out of the ad market several years ago. But when COVID hit and the quarantine happened, it literally went from like 10 to zero. Nothing. It went to nothing. And there was no money. And so, you know, it takes me a very, very long time to write a blog post because I want it to be worth it. And I have this website full of ads that are horrifying. And it's like, you have to really endure some ads to like read through my content, but it's the only way to make money. And it's like, I'm not doing this anymore. I can't. And I actually had writer's block, which for me is a very physically painful experience. So I, in order to distract myself from writer's block, not making any money, being in a home stuck with four kids, constantly cleaning and cooking and cleaning and cooking and cleaning and cooking, I threw myself into, okay, well, I guess I'm a fucking homemaker. I may as well like turn it into something interesting. So I learned how to cook, and I am a motherfucking cooker, motherfuckers. Man, I can make you, the sandwiches I make. They're very creative sandwiches.
That's admirable. I've just acknowledged that I don't like cooking and therefore do not want to know how.
Well, it changed because I was cooking for someone who enjoyed what I had cooked. He was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I was like, the person I am with likes what I'd cooked. Oh my God, I am going back to cavewoman, like, brain.
It does help, though.
It made me want to cook for him. And so I would find new recipes, and there was a YouTube video for everything. And you can figure out, oh, I added too much salt. What do I do? Oh, this is too lemony. What do I do? You know, those types of things. So I can pretty much do anything. When I can't do anything, I turn to him and I'm like, help.
And he's good in the kitchen?
But yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's fucking phenomenal.
Well, that helps.
So we, both you and I, were trying to figure out how we pay for life. And the producing the podcast in this format became prohibitively expensive. And we had to stop and figure out what to do, except that I'm gonna say that we sort of entered a perimenopausal period of our podcast.
That works. It is. It's 6 years old. So yeah, we're right there.
Yeah. Well, will it be six?
It will. Yeah. 2015.
Yeah.
No, five. It'll be five. Right?
Five. I don't know.
I think it was 16. I'm pretty sure it was 16.
We'll figure it out.
we'll know by the time.
See, it's called brain fog.
Yes.
It's a huge symptom of perimenopause.
But I mean, the fact that we didn't want to talk to each other, we didn't really want to talk to anyone. We certainly didn't have anything to share on a weekly basis beyond doing the same thing I did last week.
Yeah.
We just kind of fell out of habit with it, was part of it, you know?
Yeah, I'll briefly mention the fact that 2 days after they declared quarantine, when everybody had to stay home, we had an earthquake, the biggest earthquake we've had in over, I believe, 50 years.
I remember that, yeah.
And then we had a hurricane hit last fall. We had 2 trees almost destroy our cars and our roof. They fell over in 2 windstorms. All of this is happening while we're all stuck in the house together. In fact, we were sitting at the dinner table when one of the trees fell across the street. It's like 150 feet tall.
Oh, wow.
I looked at Pete. My back was to the window, and I looked at Pete's face because he's facing the window at the head of the table. And I just looked at his face, and I was like, what is going on? And then you hear this gigantic thud, like, and he's like, oh, my God. And this 150-foot, like, 100-year-old tree had fallen just, and it scraped the car.
Ooh. So it's a good start to quarantine, which was a great start to the year.
Mm-hmm. But we reconnected, finally. And you thought that I had done, or that you had done something, and I thought I had done something, when both of us were just sort of like feeling around in the dark for a way to move forward.
Yes.
And during quarantine, I hosted a cocktail hour every Tuesday. And there's some stuff there, but I don't do that anymore. For various reasons, but I explored. I didn't use Zoom. I used Google Meet because I'm already paying for the service for my various websites, multiple. And Google Meet was a great way to connect with an audience and to interact and to see faces. And we were considering and have been talking about and exploring how we can use Google Meet to resurrect the podcast for those who would like to join.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot of you out there have been asking where MRS has gone, if we're coming back, what we're doing, how we are, just expressing that you miss it. And we do as well. And we're just trying to figure out a way to not only revive it, but refresh it, really.
And we think it might be actually pretty, it might be better for you guys to see us if you want to. He'll be in Chicago or outside Chicago. And I'll be in Salt Lake City. And then for the first episode, which will launch on the anniversary of the beginning of the website on March 17th. Anyone can join. And what we'll do is we'll basically do our podcast format between the two of us. And then we'll have a Q&A at the end for you to ask us questions and to interact with us and maybe introduce yourselves. And then 3 or 4 days later, we'll post the Google Meet to a new website, a new MRS website, and you'll be able to listen to it in various places. So listen to it or watch it. And those who do join can join, you know, with their face, or you can just turn it on and turn off your screen. You can interact with us or not. But it's something that we want to try out and see. I think we want your input on what you would like for the experience to be like.
Yes. Yeah, it would be great to get some feedback. And part of the reason we do this is because we get all these comments on the various social channels that we have, and then an email. And, you know, the most common thing that we heard is every time we listen to a podcast, it feels like I'm having a conversation with you and I end up talking to myself because, you know, you're trying to join in the conversation. And, you know, if that's already happening, then why not actually make it happen?
Notice that we have not talked about that homeschooling.
It's true.
Remote schooling, because we're fucking saving that for fucking conversation.
We have a lot to cover. And I guess in addition to the fact that it's going to be on Google Meet and offered live, you know, we are going to have a more dedicated focus every week. We will certainly waver from that because this is a spiral after all, and we have to be true to our brand. But
it's a rambling. It's a manic.
A manic, rambling spiral of a podcast. And we will maintain that quality, but we will be spiraling around sort of a central topic that we can all then discuss in the Q&A. And I think we're currently, for those of you who've been longtime listeners, you know that every episode tends to be about an hour. And I think we were talking about like 40, 45 minutes and then opening it for Q&A. None of this is set in stone.
Yeah, we were thinking we would do a 45-minute episode where John and I talk about, you know, what we would usually do. We'd catch up on Tuesdays and we'd talk for an hour and we'd hear about Lexton and Lita and Marlo. And by the way, I've had to rewire my brain with pronouns. That's something we can talk about.
Oh, yes.
We would, you know, have our conversation and then open it up to a Q&A / venting somebody. Well, we do have to give people some equity and time, and I have various instruments to gong people.
Good.
To be like, your time is up, somebody else has a question. But there will also be a chat area where you can ask questions, and what we'll do is we'll gather questions as we talk, and we'll answer those as well. But I think the most exciting part about this is you'll get to see us and we'll get to see you.
Yes. A connection at a time when that's not happening.
You guys get to see John. Oh, and you get to hear his voice again. Everybody talks about, I miss John's voice.
It's really better just as a voice, but we're going to do the visual thing too.
No,
so
is it ASMR?
Like, oh God, yeah.
Like his voice is like watching the satisfying videos. You know, when you Google the satisfying videos, it's like John Bray's voice.
And then you'll get to see my glorious monotone expression, if that's even a thing that goes along with it.
But we'll get to see Lily as well.
That's,
and everyone will get to see how big Beast has become.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's going to be a thing. So there's lots, there's lots of possibilities. And, you know, as Heather said, we want to know, you know, what you think about this, what works for you, what doesn't work for you, anything. We have all of our same social, which would be Manic Ramblings on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And we have our same email, which is stories. What the hell is our email? Stories@manicramblings.com.
Mm-hmm. Stories@manicramblings.com. Yes. And if you have topics, if you have questions, if you have like, I want to talk about this, I want to talk about this, what did you guys do here? What happened here? Go for it. I mean, if you, as you know, I'm sure all of you know, everyone knows, right, that Oprah interviewed Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duchess of Sussex.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. And apparently she said that it was the best interview she's ever done and no topic was off limits. So we're going to sort of like recreate that, you know, because...
because we are just as appealing as Harry and Meghan.
I cried at the commercial. I cried.
Oh, my God.
No topic is off limits. And I was just going to say, by the time we get by March 17th, I will have seen a rheumatologist. I have been waiting. Wait, I made it in November. So November, December, January, February, March. 5 months. I've waited 5 months to see a rheumatologist. That's the soonest they could get me in.
So it's a big month.
Because they misread my blood work. They misread my blood work and called me back and said, oh, actually, it's not all fine. You got to go see a rheumatologist.
Oh, God.
So, I can give an update. I'm sure everybody's very curious about my rheumatologist visit. But there has been a lot. I don't know about men, but for a lot of the women that I know through this period of time, no pun intended, we have gone through like a lot of sicknesses that would eventually happen during this time because we were so stressed and because it just like sped everything up. So like 6 different things that were eventually going to happen to me sort of happened all at once. So.
As we all know, men are stronger than women, so we've all endured it fairly well.
You know what? Go smoke that fucking turkey in the smoker. I'm fine with it. I'll stay inside. I got casseroles to make. I can make a fucking casserole like nobody's business. So,
if you had known you were going to say that 2 years ago, though, you wouldn't have believed it.
I mean, I can fucking sew.
A proud casserole-making, scrapbooking... former Mormon.
I know where plants are supposed to be in the house according to like, you know, the light sources and the time of year. I have to move plants around during the year and I know how to do that. I taught myself how to do that because I was searching for myself.
Searching for yourself in the house plants.
In the house plants. And when one would die, a part of me would die.
Oh my God. Oh wow. So see, this is what everyone has been missing. And it's coming back.
It's coming back. We want you to be there. We miss you. We miss you. We miss interacting with you. And because of, and I'll wrap it up, because of the absence, I think our interaction with you is going to be much more involved, and layered and personal. Very personal, actually. For me, that's the one thing I learned during this whole period is finding the personal in the connection with the person who is on the other side. So I'm really looking forward to the possibilities of this. And John, I've missed you.
And I missed you. It's been a long time. And it's going to be great. It'll be an interesting format to settle into and kind of see how it grows.
Yeah. And... we'll discuss more details during that first episode. You'll see some media. I'll post some things and our social channels will post some things and we'll put it on the website, the new website. That's coming very soon. And you'll hear from us about the exact time and the Google Meet link and get ready for some fun.
Absolutely.
Get ready for some satisfying videos.
Oh, God. And before we forget, there are still people who are active patrons on Patreon, and we thank you for sticking with it, even if maybe you've just forgotten that you were there. We still thank you. It's been paused, obviously, because we haven't been actively doing the podcast, but that will slowly revive. We'll put out an update there to give you a heads up if there's anything you want to change. But a big thanks for sticking with it. Hopefully you've just been sticking with it and waiting for it to come back. And if so, that is happening.
That is happening. It is. And, you know, we got to get Lily and Beast on a play date. Oh, I imagine that Lily would give Beast a beat down.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, she would. She fears nothing. She is just...
He doesn't?
Absolute monster. No, she's ridiculous.
Oh, she would. Then she would. I have a beast. She's a beast, but she is a little... She's so timid.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. No, Lily's not. Oh, no. She would just run circles around her, and yeah, it's chaos. Chaos that is now attached to massive separation anxiety thanks to being home endlessly.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started. We have to talk about that.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, my God. Raising a puppy who's supposed to be socialized during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Let's just mention that the first time we left her in the crate, she literally had seven dogs in the neighborhood barking all at the same time because of her screams.
Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fun.
So we can talk about that. So we really, we're rambling. We really want to see you, and we're excited, and you'll hear from us soon. And again, we're going to meet on the 17th. St. Patrick's Day, yes. The anniversary of the podcast, and you'll get to see John.
And until next time.
Until next time. God. I was going to try. Oh my God. I don't. There's so many things I could say.
You got to pick one. Ready, go.
I got to pick one. Oh, hold on. Shit. I had it all written down.
Pressure.
And I left Pressure's it in on. The room.
So much pressure.
Oh, God. Okay, Ryan, just cut this part out. I'm trying to think.
You could keep it in, Ryan. This part's pretty good.
No. Until next time, if you haven't slept... in several days, like no sleep whatsoever, so don't listen to your brain. Hold on. You're gonna get some sleep, but hold on, because the thoughts in your brain are gonna be wild, and you're gonna get to talk to us about it. Well, at least my part of it, but hold on, because you have company. And even if you are sleeping and are having wild thoughts, I know this is a long ending. Even if you are sleeping and having wild thoughts, that's extraordinarily normal for this type of situation that we're living in. No one in our generation has ever lived through this type of situation. And so hold on. We're here and we want to talk to you and share and have everybody share what they've been through. Hold on. Don't listen to those insane swirlings and insane ramblings in your head, because there's always tomorrow.
Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.